Ladies and gentlemen, life's all about seizing opportunities. You need to be present, you need to be engaging, you need to learn how to take chances. Take chances, dude. Take chances. I think that's one thing that we all tend to forget about. You know, in business, in life, we spend so much time just kind of like living safe. And I feel like that aspect of this intro is, you know, it's important for me because every single day I want to try and challenge myself and take a chance. And, you know, the wedding industry, as I've said many, many times before, it's no different. It's no different than life. The only difference is that with your clients, you only get one chance to create the perfect day. So welcome to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is AJ Cruz. I am your host. And this episode of The Perfect Day Show is provided to you by Buttoned Up Weddings and Events, providing wedding videography and photography for all couples suited for you guys. Wow. I just made that up on the spot, but that fit pretty well. Anyway, guys, listen, you know, I'm not going to take up too much time on this episode specifically. It's going to be pretty short. I just want to share a story with you guys. And the story is based around, believe it or not, a haircut experience that I had about a week and a half ago. And so, you know, my hair grows like wildfire. It's insane how fast my hair grows. And so I get a haircut literally every 2 weeks. I don't know if there's anyone listening to this podcast who's like me too, or some of you guys who like can go like 2 or 3 months without getting a haircut and your hair stays basically the same. Fuck you guys. Right. And so with that, you know, I've been bouncing around to different haircut places for the past, year and a few months. And the reason is because, you know, I used to go to the same hairstylist damn near my entire life. And then, you know, some things happened. Obviously, COVID hit and it made that whole situation a little bit more complicated. So I ended up having to go look for a new haircut place. So I've been trying for literally a year, just trying different places, different hairstylists, just trying to figure out, you know, what works for me, because I'm pretty particular about, you know, the way I like my haircut, just as I am with anything, whether that's something I'm creating, I'm very particular. And so, I went to a certain, I'm not going to name the haircut place, but it's, if you guys live in Nebraska, if you guys are familiar with the city of Papillion, there's a little haircut place pretty close to within that area that is, that's got a pretty good, pretty bad, pretty meh rep to it. And I was like, well, I'm going to go there anyway, because I used to go there a ton when I was a kid, you know, balling on a budget. It was like, whatever. So I went in there. None of the hairstylists that I used to know were there. It was all new people. So I was like, whatever, maybe I'll give it a shot. So got in there. And, you know, me, I guess it's just me working in the wedding industry. I'm a big proponent on like having just a good experience. And I think honestly that applies all across the board. I don't think it matters what sort of business you own or run or operate in. Really focusing on that customer experience is massive. And I have to say I was fucking disappointed. Like, I was so disappointed coming in here, and I felt really uncomfortable. And some people are different. Some people don't particularly care for small talk during their haircut. Some of them just want to stare straight ahead. But And I get that. But the problem with this situation is when I came into it, she didn't initiate any small talk whatsoever. And so I was like, all right, cool. Like, I will take the steps to start this conversation, and hopefully she'll bite and realize, oh, okay, he's the type of person who wants to conversate while I do a haircut. And then take the conversation over from there and keep it going. And that is not how it went at all. It was the most awkward. I would ask a question and I would get a one-word answer. I would ask another question, get a one-word answer. And the issue with this, and the reason I wanted to share it is because and I don't care what any of you guys think, but I am not going to leave a good tip. I'm sorry. But like, I came in with an expectation. I realized, okay, I'm not going to get this without really initiating this, because maybe she's not reading me right. And then still didn't get kind of delivered on the experience that I was kind of hoping to get delivered. And I think some people are going to have their own, you know, perspectives on this, and, you know, definitely their own opinions on this. And that's fine. You can go ahead and whatever, DM me. I will gladly argue with this on this, but I was like, dude, like, this was the worst, like, hands down the worst experience I've ever received. I was like, never asked me, you know, throughout the haircut, how are things looking? Barely even asked me at the beginning of the haircut what I wanted. She was just kind of gonna start chopping away. So I had to like start off and be like, hey, let's do a high and tight, but like keep it like an inch and a half on the top, inch on the top. And it was just like, sorry, I'm kind of going off on a tangent here, but like literally I had to like hold her hand through the entire thing. And so that was kind of frustrating for me. And yeah, so I guess moral of the story is, you know, I didn't leave the best tip, and I'm definitely not ever going to recommend anybody to that place. And now I understand why they have the reputation that they have. And that goes a lot to say for business in general. And that's specifically why I wanted to talk about that story, was like, that's not how I'm ever going to treat my clients per se. Like, you know, like, There's certain clients that you get who they are introverted, and the only thing that you need to do is read your clients. You need to learn how to read body language and read the way that they're carrying themselves and really determine, okay, am I, like, for instance, for the wedding industry, am I the type of videographer, photographer who, you know, this client would prefer me to stick to the walls and stick to the background so that way, you know, I'm not intruding and making them uncomfortable, and that's the experience that they want, which is something that you should establish kind of before the wedding? Or are they the type of couple who wants to shoot the shit, who wants to have the small talk, who wants to engage? And that's something that you can easily tell during the wedding day, because they'll probably try to initiate that. And with the thing with that is, it's like, that also comes with just being able to know how to like work a room and how to conversate. One of the biggest lessons I ever learned whenever it came to like walking into a public place and keeping conversation with strangers that you've never met before, is that everyone has something in common, even if it's one thing. And that one thing in common is that you guys are underneath the same roof. And I learned that from a book that I read called How to Work a Room by Susan Rohn. I can link that in the description for you guys. You can buy it on Amazon. It's not that expensive. But that book really taught me how to really conversate with people. And I know, like, probably through this podcast, if you've met me in person or like at a networking event or at a wedding or whatever, wherever you've met me, I probably come off as like a super bubbly, super happy, super outgoing type of person. But the fact of the matter is I still have my introverted switch just like everybody else. And when I go out into public or when I go out to a wedding event or whatever it is, there's this switch that I have to flick on, and that way I can actually conversate with these people. And knowing that I have at least one thing in common with these people, when you really come to the perspective of, oh my gosh, yeah, like, you just have to realize what that one thing is, start the conversation off from there, and then boom, you guys have got it going. And I think that's the one obstacle that people tend to get scared to like jump over or to get past, is just like, what do we even have in common? And maybe the thing that you guys have in common is the fact that you guys have nothing in common at all. And I know, like, that's crazy to think about, but like, simply asking, what do you do for work? What's your hobby? You know, like, what brings you here? How do you know the groom? How do you know the bride? Simple questions like that are things that people don't really think about. And I'm just going off on a tangent here, but I really wanted to kind of get that point across, is like, really focus on your clients and really try and read what they're trying to do and read their body language. And, you know, if you're the type of person who struggles with starting a conversation, carrying a conversation on, or just like trying to make your clients feel comfortable, that comes with like self-development and like a lot of self-awareness. You have to be able to recognize the fact that, oh, I'm an awkward motherfucker. I should probably go read a book. I should probably go learn. I should probably read a public speaking book. I should probably go put myself in uncomfortable situations to go get better at speaking with people. Fuck, guys, I used to be like a busker. I used to be a magician, like busking on the corner of the downtown Old Market area for an entire summer. You know how uncomfortable that was? That was the most uncomfortable, nerve-wracking moment of my entire life, and I did that for 3.5 months. And then I used to do shows for my old college campus in front of like 100, 200 people. it's just the fact of taking that step and putting yourself in a situation and then getting better gradually over time. You're not going to be the best at starting conversations, but when it comes down to your livelihood, when it comes down to the money that you're making, when it comes down to the success of your business, if you're not willing to put yourself in a situation to get better at networking, get better at communicating with people, then I'm sorry, but that's going to be a big hindrance on your business, a big hindrance on your customer service, and that's going to affect you directly or indirectly over the course of time. So that's really all I had to say on that, guys. Like I said, not too much. I just wanted to share this story with you guys. And honestly, I've been wanting to share it for a while. I just haven't really gotten around to recording it. But I appreciate you guys and appreciate you sticking around listening to this episode. You know, we've been dropping a lot of episodes. The past two episodes, the most recent one we dropped, obviously, was the one with Rebecca and Derek from Vintage Ballroom. They shed a lot of awesome light on like body language and like what it was like starting the business. And, you know, they talk specifically about the dancing side of their business. But you have a lot to learn as far as that all goes. And then the episode previously before that, I believe, was the episode we dropped with Emmy Gorman. And so Emmy, you know, she gives a lot of insight on business and scaling and being a profitable business. So if those are two episodes that you guys are interested in listening to, I implore you to go back, go listen to those, take some notes. And something that I was actually really excited about that I didn't really advertise at all on any social medias was my story, my personal story. So like in this podcast, you know, I mentioned to you guys, I was a busker. I used to do magic on the corner of a street. But there's a whole lot more underneath the skin and underneath all the layers that I have that really have made me who I am and gotten me to where I am today. So if that's a story that you guys are interested in listening to, you know, it's not the most happy story. I had a pretty fucked up childhood, but also I think that I persevered and had amazing support system with that. And so there's a lot to kind of be learned in there too. And if there's anyone who's been through the same things or has suffered from anything similar to that, I want you guys, and I like I said, I really urge you guys to just, you know, check us out on Instagram at The Perfect Day Show. Shoot me a DM. I'll be waiting for you guys on the other side. I love chatting it up with you guys. And for anyone who wants to comment on any of our posts or shoot us a DM with any comments or concerns or questions that you guys have, we will shout you guys out in the next episode. We haven't gotten any responses, which is ridiculous with the amount of listeners that we have. So for you guys, check us out. Follow us on The Perfect Day Show. And if you're a couple listening to this or you know anyone getting married and you're listening to this right now, send them over to www.buttonedupweddings.com. I'm looking forward to working with them, looking forward to working with you guys, talking with you guys. Take these notes, take whatever the fuck I just talked about, and get out there and make the perfect day.